From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Cuba's motion calling for an end to the U.S. embargo goes before the U.N. General Assembly. Five opposition parties decide to boycott the Guyana elections, while the Commonwealth Secretary General expresses concern.
If the voters' list is not satisfactorily prepared, I think it will bring into question the entire exercise.
And the OAS mission prepares to pull out of Haiti without guarantees for the return of President Aristide. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. At the United Nations in New York this evening, Cuba has been attempting to drum up support for the removal of the long-standing U.S. embargo. Just before we came on the air, Cuba's U.N. ambassador was addressing the General Assembly. For the latest, we go now live to the BBC's U.N. correspondent, Christopher Gonis. And Chris, I gather it's now all over.
That's absolutely right. Under enormous pressure, mainly from the United States, the Cuban ambassador, after delivering a half-hour speech, announced to the assembled company, which was very small because a lot of delegations simply boycotted, that the debate was going to be postponed. He said that a vote on the motion would be postponed indefinitely, and for the time being, at least this year, that's it as far as Cuba's attempts to lift the embargo are concerned.